TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. Hope you're having a nice Friday morning or whenever you're catching up with the podcast. Great to have you along for this week's episode. I'm joined by senior swimmer and captain on the swimming and diving team, Autumn Bullinger. Autumn joins us after the Catamounts took third place at the America East Championship meet down in Virginia. We talk all things America East Championships. She also got on that podium with two seventh place finishes in the 100-yard and 200-yard backstroke categories. So it was a great finish to the career for Autumn. And we talk about just about everything that went into that championship meet this season, but so much more in this conversation, really about what this program has meant to her. Somebody who's spent 4 years here in Burlington and stepped up in a big way this season as a senior voice and a senior leader. We talk about it and address this pretty much off the top, but this swimming and diving program had a massive roster turnover from last year to this year, losing a ton of their veterans and a ton of their production when it comes to scoring. So they knew they were going to have their hands full this season, and it turned out to be a really solid year for Autumn and the entire swimming and diving program. They should be really proud of their third place finish, and Autumn will tell everybody exactly why that is, and I really think her answers about the culture of the program are going to stand out to you all. Hope you enjoy this interview. I owe you a quick break. Autumn Bullinger of the swimming and diving team jumps on with Catamount Insider after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider, joined this week by senior on the UVM swimming and diving team, Autumn Bullinger. Autumn, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. The team's coming off a third place finish in the America East Championship meet.
Yes.
How was that? Was that fun?
It was a ton of fun. Yeah. We call it a week-long pool party. We had a great time. We competed so well. It was great. Yeah.
4 days. It is a week long. What's that experience like to go all the way down to Virginia every year? It's a big trip and a big week.
It is. It takes a lot to get all 40 of us there, but it's 4 days of competing, but we were there for a week. So it's definitely just tough on the body, like being in a different environment for that long out of your routine. And then 4 days of competing, two sessions a day. It's long and it's grueling and it's a marathon to get through, but we have so much fun.
Yeah, I bet that's just a blast. What's the travel like to get down there? It's quite the trip.
Yeah, so we actually got to fly out of the Burlington Airport this year, which is always nice because it's right down the road. So we started at 3:45 a.m., met at the gym, got on the Great Cat bus, rode over to the airport, flew to Virginia. We flew into the D.C. area, and then we bused from D.C. To Lexington.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, like I mentioned off the top, the team comes in third place this season. Tell me about just the performance of the team in this championship meet. How did you feel like everybody did?
I thought everyone did amazing. It's always really cool. Like, you see these girls work hard every single day, and then to see them like really achieve their goals at the end of the year and like celebrate, it's just a really incredible thing to watch and get to be a part of. We graduated so many seniors, super talented individuals last year, and it was really like, oh, I wonder how we're going to do without them. We had such big shoes to fill, so many point scorers that we graduated. But I thought the team did great stepping up, getting into those A finals, B finals, cheering each other on. It was really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I read a quote from your coach, Jerry Kinnear. He talked about, we felt this could be a rebuilding year in some ways, but he was really proud of exactly what you just said, the way everybody performed. As a senior and a leader on this year's team, how did you try to kind of approach things at the start of the year, knowing that there were such big shoes to fill?
Yeah, I mean, we lost about half our team. That switches team culture so much, and you really have to decide like what you want the team to look like after something like that happens. But we did so much leadership work, not just as captains and coaches, but as like an entire senior class and upperclassmen group, like all of us worked really hard to try and get the team somewhere where we thought, you know, we were going to step up and we were going to be what we needed to be at the end of the year. It took a lot of work, but honestly, the girls are so great and we just love each other so much and we're friends and we have a great time that it kind of just naturally took that course. We did a lot of leading by example from like what we were taught by upperclassmen, how to work hard in the pool, and just watching all the underclassmen fall into that naturally was really awesome.
Yeah, well, you've been around this program for a long time. I'm curious about the things that you felt were really important to the program and about setting that culture as far as just things within this UVM swimming and diving program. What were the things that you kind of prioritized, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think just as a group, all of us were just really, really high achievers in the pool and out of the pool as well, like academically. We have so many girls do really, really well. And when that's your environment and that's the culture and that's your normal, that really just pushes you to be that much better. When you're constantly surrounded by such strong, incredible women, we're the first people in the gym in the morning and we're here late at night as well. And between all of that, we're running around doing 1,000 things. And just when that's the people you surround yourself with, it just... I can't describe it. Athletics is just so awesome that way, this team specifically. And the way we care for each other outside of the pool as well and inside the pool, I mean, we're so supportive. Walking around deck at meets, we get comments from other coaches, other teams, that we just bring the energy and we're, you know, the first people cheering when people, you know, finish to the wall, the last people cheering before they start in the block. So just that, like, really close-knit group that we have formed, it's just, I can't even describe it. It's awesome.
Well said. No, that gives me great look into the program.
Yeah.
Your individual work this last weekend, a couple of seventh place finishes,
yes.
Points for the team. How'd you feel like you did at both in the 100 and 200 yard backstroke?
I honestly, this was, you know, the last meet of my career. I went into it, like, got to finish on a high, you know, want to say goodbye the right way. It was awesome to be able to be on that podium. It's really just to have that whole long season, all of that work, and then just to be proud of what you do at the end of it and walk away like happy and content. I mean, that's the best way to go out. It was also great. Like, we have the best support system in the world. Our parents are just amazing. Mm-hmm. And to see them in the stands before I, you know, started those A finals and to see them cheering afterwards and to look over on the side and see my team, it didn't really even matter what I placed or what my time was, but, you know, I was just happy. And I was loving the experience, you know, the walkouts, the podium. It's just, it's awesome.
Can you tell people about the work that you did leading up to this? Because it's so intense for you guys to try to peak at the right time.
Yeah, so swimming's a little interesting. We are always operating in that kind of overtrain zone. So we go 20 hours a week. We hit that NCAA limit right on the dot. We go 20 hours a week for about 6 months straight. And it's just constant grueling work. A lot of times we're training to train better. Mm. And then you just have to trust the process. You have to trust that the coaches have this plan laid out for you, that when it's time to, you know, cut back in hours, cut back in, you know, reps, that we do it at the right time to allow our muscles to recover and build that strength. And then when it's race time, it's go time.
Can you tell when it is, like, I know you work sometimes on speed, sometimes on endurance. How much communication is there with the coaches about that plan that you guys are putting together for that time?
Yeah, there's so much. Behind the scenes, we're meeting with the coaches constantly, discussing our training plans. We have, you know, 30 plus athletes on the team, and we all have individual training programs. So we train individually for the races we do. We have individual training groups that go down to the yard of the event. So not only am I, you know, in sprint 100 backstroke practices, I'm in, you know, long distance 200 backstroke practices. So we get very, very, very specific. And that takes a lot of work to plan out, you know, every athlete's training for 6 months straight. In the lift room as well, we meet with Perry, our lift coach, to decide how many lifts we're going to do every week, what that's going to look like throughout the 6 month period. There's a lot of strategic planning, and you just have to trust that the coaches have done that so much that they know what's best for you.
What's the key to being quick in the backstroke?
Ooh, for me, it's the underwaters. Okay. I spend most of my race underwater. and I love it. So, yeah, that's it for me, pretty much.
That's the key. Yeah. How long is it, or when did you kind of find that as a key for you? Is that something that you've always kind of known is important, or is that something you've developed over your career?
That started in high school. Yeah, that started in high school. Just found that really helped my races, and I was something that I was really strong with. Everyone kind of has their different strengths. Swimming takes your whole body, but I just, you know, happened to be really good at underwater, so that's what I ran with, and that's what I prioritize in all of my events, and it seems to go pretty well, so yeah.
Well, you obviously placed well in your events. The team in those events that you were in also did so well. Natalie Schick, I mean, won both the 100 and 200, but I've got it written down. The team picked up 6 point scores in the 100 and 4 point scores in the 200.
I know.
How special is that to have so many of your teammates right there with you?
Yeah, we were joking that we were Backstroke University after, which is so fun because
Backstroke you.
We were joking. We spend so many hours in the pool together training with that Backstroke group in particular, all those girls together in a couple lanes. And it's such hard work, and we see each other go through just such crazy stuff. And then to celebrate all together in those heats, you know, getting out of that C heat, that B heat, that A heat at the end, and hugging each other and just being proud of that work. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's incredible. And we primarily train with Coach Brian. He was a backstroker himself in college, actually. So there's that connection as well. It's just like one family. I can't describe it. It's awesome. Yeah.
How special were those times Natalie put up?
Oh, they were absolutely incredible. Yeah, she's been such a strong addition to this team. Really great in backstroke, but also just a really, really great person and so skilled outside of the pool as well. She's, you know, working towards her PhD. So just a really strong leader to come in. And she pushes us so hard in practice. You know, everyone's trying to chase her down. And then just to watch her do amazing things at champs and take first in both those events. Got to go crazy on the sidelines. It was awesome.
Taking a quick break in our chat with Autumn, she returns to Catamount Insider next.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Mentioned that week-long pool party. I'm curious about, how do you spend your downtime? Like when it's not a day where you're racing or maybe hours away from your own event, what are you doing in those stretches?
Resting, and more resting. We get back to the hotel, we eat super quickly, and we head back to the rooms, put our feet up, you know, doing all sorts of recovery. We bring our athletic trainer Kat with us. She does a great job of getting girls what they need in between sessions to recover. We got sets of Normatec boots going. Not a lot of movement, honestly. A lot of lying around, very quiet, just sitting in the dark, getting ready, visualization, all of that sort of stuff. But it's such long sessions. You kind of just got to get all the rest you can.
But and then when you're cheering on your teammates, take me inside just that kind of the culture like we talked about. And what do you like watching? What are the things that you really enjoy about that part of it?
Anytime we get people to sneak into those finals and you get those close races, it is so exciting on the sidelines. Relays especially. I mean, that pool, the sides of the pool, they just get packed with all teams. And it's so loud. And when you're behind those blocks, it's like the best thing ever. All of that excitement really gets you going. We're jumping up and down. We got cheers going all the time. And just like really operating as a full team, like when somebody's racing, you also kind of feel responsible that you did something to get them there. It's always like swimming's this individual sport, and it is at times, but we really try and take advantage of that team culture and know that when somebody's getting that first place finish, you trained with them, you helped them get there. So it's almost like pride for the whole group when we get somebody up there at those close races, and we just have a ton of fun. We have so much fun.
Can you feel that support when you're in the pool? Do you hear it? Do you feel it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like you can hear the people screaming on the sidelines. In those distance races, I know those girls can see all of us cheering them on in those long, grueling races. And I think that knowing that you're not entirely doing it alone, that you've got people there, just so helpful in getting through the wall.
Well, you mentioned that it was your last swim meet with UVM.
Yes.
as a senior. Was that emotional at all for you? What went through your mind as it kind of all wrapped up?
I mean, it's been so great to be a part of this program. I feel like I've grown up so much in these 4 years alongside my classmates, and I've grown so close to, you know, the coaches. And I can't thank this program enough for everything it's given me and the experience it's given me. Like I said, we are such a strong group of girls, and we do so well in so many aspects of life, not only in swimming, but just being surrounded by girls who are, you know, our team's primarily STEM majors. We're doing outside, like, things outside of school. You know, we got girls working in the hospital. We got girls working with children and, like, early intervention centers. You know, just all the things we're involved in. Being around that for 4 years, like I said, that became my normal, and that only pushed me to be so much better in everything else I was doing in my life as well. And I will miss having 40 girls to rely on and to come back to for support every single day.
What's next for you here as you're wrapping up your senior year here all of a sudden?
I know. It came by so fast. I'm heading back to Michigan, where I'm originally from. I have a job awaiting me there.
Congrats.
Thank you. And hopefully a few trips back to see, you know, all the other girls continue their journey here.
Have you enjoyed some days off this week? Has this week felt like you've gotten to kind of get away from it? Or what's that been like?
It's so weird coming back. You come from such an emotional high. Mm. It's so exhausting in so many ways. You come back and I kind of just slept for like 2 days straight. And, you know, suddenly I've been back for 4 days and the grief will set in. You know, it's hard to end a season. It's everything you do for so long and then suddenly you don't have it. And it's like, well, how do I fill my time now? But I know I'll find a way, and I still have my girls here now, so.
What happy memories jump out as you think back to your time at UVM?
I would have to say number one, winning conference championships my sophomore year.
I could have predicted that.
Yeah, that was truly, truly incredible. The whole celebration around that from the athletic department and just getting to really, you know, do something monumental, it felt like, for the program. And to be a part of the team that did that was just absolutely amazing. And we have so many great memories from that whole week down there and from winning and from coming home and celebrating that. I think that will stay my favorite memory for a long time.
Well, it's obvious what this program means to you. And we talked about it a little. We've talked leadership and the culture of this program. Being named a captain this year, that had to be a pretty big honor. What was that like?
Yeah, that responsibility I did not take lightly, but it has brought me so, so much joy. To be trusted with the team and to lead the team through an entire season, that is such an honor and such a privilege. And I, you know, I'm the youngest sibling, I'm the youngest cousin, and haven't really ever babysat. So I loved getting to wear the big sister hat. And I honestly think, like, that is the role I will miss most, is, you know, being that person for the people on the team. And, you know, the pride I have for all of those girls, like watching them race, it really felt like my family out there, you know. So I'm going to miss it. I really am. It was great, and a great experience too. I think having any experience with leadership really prepares you for so much in life. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, well, there's a perfect spot to end this interview on. Autumn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Well, thanks again to Autumn Bollinger for joining the show this week. Somebody that I had not met previously, but it's one of those stories that always great to sit down with any of the Catamount student athletes. And you could hear it there from Autumn, not just pride in the performance of her team and her own individual performances this year, but pride in just the group of people that she's surrounded by in that program and all the hard work she's put in over the years and her teammates and coaches. I thought that was really telling, just the amount she wanted to talk about things that were beyond swimming, beyond the pool. So I hope you enjoyed that one and got to know Autumn a little bit, a real bright spot in that swimming and diving program, and somebody that I think shared some great insight just into what goes on in that culture there. So really fun interview this week. Hope you all enjoyed it as well. I'll talk to you again next Friday. As always, all of our episodes available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, the Varsity Network app, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, those YouTube episodes are also a video version of the show. So if you enjoy watching these interviews, maybe you want to check out that
Catamount Athletics YouTube page. You can find a lot of great work that our team does on the Vermont Athletics YouTube channel. In the meantime, I'll talk to you next week, folks. This has been Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you next week.